Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Willard and Dibs in the house. And because it's a Friday, it's sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Ooh. We'll have What's Bugging You coming up in 10 minutes. Get you ready for the weekend. Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, hello there.
Yes. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job.
Fantastic.
Oh, nice job. That means a lot.
Nice job.
Thank you.
I mean, damn it. I wish that we could have heard JK. I wish that.
That Herbie wheel.
I know. I'm like 45 minutes in. Here's JK, everybody. And
he had the AirPods.
Yeah, well, the whole thing.
Too, you're like, does he want to come on? And I'm like, come on, Goo. What are you doing? He's like, let me see. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He was passing him the AirPods.
And then he like leans in and he waves. And then all of a sudden now he's gonna talk and Steiny with a great follow-up of what does he want to say to the fans?
Yeah.
And it's like he's gonna speak. And then, you know, technical difficulties.
Stop
but the whole thing was one of the more remarkable interviews I've ever seen / heard. An agent in a gym for an hour?
I do want to ask this in your thoughts because I asked Steiny, and I didn't go to the college of being an agent, but with the Rosenhauses of the world and all the big dogs, Rich Paul, would they have done an hour for their client in a negotiation that is, you know, it's up there. There's some stuff going on. And I'm not hating that. Thank you for the time, but I'm thinking with – what did he really accomplish by coming on, you think, for his client?
I don't know if you're going to like my answer because are you asking it in the framework of like, did he do this because he's not a big time, as big time an agent, so he has more time, like there's more personal feel?
Or would the big dogs have done that? Because I haven't seen them do that.
Well, I think it was categorically a horrible move by him.
Okay.
I think this is the most desperate thing I've ever seen a sports agent do.
That's what I was asking.
In my entire career. I've never seen a sports agent. Because make sure that we know that it's bigger than us. Now, he spent more time with you than anyone else.
Yeah.
But this man has put himself through a 48-hour car wash. And there's a reason.
Wow.
And the reason he's putting himself through a 48-hour car wash and he's on the phone with Windhorse and every other podcast he'll sit there for an hour with you and never even think about having to leave. Like he never, I think he would have stayed with you for the rest of the show if you'd asked him.
Wow.
And the reason I feel he's doing that is because it ain't going well and because they absolutely do not want to take the qualifying offer. He blinked.
Mm.
Somebody finally blinked. His name's Aaron Turner.
He had no choice but to blink. If, you know, things are at a spot where the team has made their last best offer and they're threatening, oh, we'll take the QO, we'll take the qualifying offer, we'll take it. Okay, then in 9 days, you'll take it or you won't. And honestly, Steiny, you were breaking it down in real time and I was loving it, watching your brain and your wheels were spinning. You're like, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. He's not playing on the qualifying offer.
Yep.
And I was about 15 minutes into you, like, sorting through all the minutia of what you had heard, and I was listening alongside, and I'm going, you know what, Steiny? You're a damn genius. You're right.
You think so? I was just coming. Man.
The big takeaway for me was the answer that he gave when he said, you know, Jonathan doesn't want to do it. He would not be happy.
Right.
The team would not be happy. And, yeah, so he's not going to spend a year making 7.9 and be unhappy, and then he won't get to play, which is really what he wants more than anything. He wants to play.
I think that's fair. I mean, the other thing is that I kind of got caught in this, too, is it isn't a three-year 75.
No.
It's a two-year 50. But normally when you look at that, you say, well, the team's going to pick that up because it's usually a pretty good number for the team. But this is not that normal situation. So are you really going to give up $50 million guaranteed for eight?
Nope.
But it's not eight. It's 25. You know what I mean?
Well, he's leaving $42 million guaranteed on the table.
As of now, yes.
Yes. And potentially as much as 67.
Oh, man.
If you either play well or are traded to a team that wants to pick up their team option. Here's the other thing about it that I had a blast just watching the YouTube chat while you guys were doing this, and the opinions that were out there, I thought a lot of them were spot on and amusing. This is more than a fair offer. The Warriors have four different offers on the table. Both sides have no trouble confirming that all the reports are accurate. And it's more than fair because it's commensurate with everything that's being offered by all of these other teams. And let me ask you this. These other teams that so badly want to make Jonathan Kuminga a centerpiece of their team,
it's been lightweight
if
fun.
They want you so bad, how come the offers for the Warriors suck? Mm. The problem is, and a lot of us have been guessing this, these two people, Jonathan and Aaron Turner, they are overvaluing the situation.
Yep.
Unequivocally. And I like.
So this, you're thinking they're looking at the 2 for $50 like that's chump change?
Why haven't they taken it?
Well, and he even actually said in the interview, he talked about Jalen Johnson and Jalen Green. He wanted what they got, and that's not available. And I just was looking, and one of them, Johnson, was 5 and 150, 30 per.
Yep.
Green got 3 and 106, which is about 35.3. Her. And so that's what he wants. That's how he, or in this case, they see themselves. The Warriors don't see him in that neighborhood. So that's what has led us to this point.
As for, joining us for an hour, was it unconventional? I do think, and I think he would have stated as much, he's not a big time agent.
Hating on him for that.
Well, so he's got to sit around and look at the internet, and everybody says this guy's an idiot. Mm. He's not doing Jonathan right. He's not doing right by Jonathan. He's messing it up, and now we're coming up on a deadline, and I think he's like, you know what? I got to at least get our side out there. Unconventional, yeah. Did it probably bother the Warriors a little? Probably.
I don't know. I think the Warriors are smoking a cigar with their feet up.
You think so?
Yep, I do now. I do. I think they're like, dude, there's four offers on the table. Take one, and then we'll go to work. It's time to go to work.
But if I take the 7.9, there's a chance I could dip for nothing.
Yeah, well.
We got with Jordan Paul. Like, Jordan Poole, we got nothing with the Chris Paul.
They can't make him not do it. So, like, I don't think they'd be happy about it, but we've reached – like, we're here. It's almost October. Like, do what you're going to do.
Dude, and we're days away.
I think one thing that has happened with this latest number is there's a qualifying out. Okay, there was a two-year $45 million deal there. There was a three-year $54 million. We know the three deals. Yep. The last one, the Warriors have just offered three for 50 plus a team option.
Right.
Like, the Warriors are thinking, I think they're pretty baffled that he wouldn't take that one.
I mean, it's a good offer.
I think they're baffled that he
yeah,
because for you to be a part of the next iteration I'm not saying he's Durant, well, but you'll be, come on, if you're
I know you think that way.
No,
I don't
but they think that way, but that's some nice chicken.
Well, but it is also a team option, which gives them the option for him to not be part
this
of that.
This is what bothers me about
and
that.
And trade him beforehand, which is very possible, if not probable.
Okay, you saw something when you drafted him years ago.
Yes.
With the number 7 pick. You saw what he did. Now, I'm nitpicking, but hold on. I'm cherry picking with what he did against Minnesota. But when in what world, Dibs, do you ask somebody to marry you and then talk about a prenup? Why are we
Lots of people do that.
Both parties feel like they're doing.
Well, here's one thing I'm almost certain of. You and the fans out there may be saying, what about what he did against Minnesota?
Yeah.
I don't think the Warriors give a rat's ass. I don't think the Warriors think he did something so great.
So when Joe Lacob had him at the Valkyrie game, like he looked out after the season ended.
I don't think Joe Lacob looked out there and said, can you all believe what Jonathan did?
I think he's been waiting on
that. There's so much space in between. Like what you're talking about, I know you've brought it up so many times today, like Joe is infatuated with Jonathan. I think Joe likes Jonathan.
Okay, no doubt.
By the way, the Warriors don't dislike Jonathan, or else they wouldn't offer him a $75 million 3-year deal. They don't hate the guy.
But the coach don't like coach. He's not his
it's not
player.
Even. It's not even that. It's not just scoring points.
Yeah.
Everybody who fights for Jonathan in Minnesota gives the box score and the point total.
Yeah.
He's a 22-year-old player who doesn't rebound well.
Yeah,
he's coming off of his worst statistical season of his career.
He played 47 games and he was hurt.
But he's coming off of – this is all about negotiation.
Mm.
You're coming off your worst statistical year. You don't see the floor well. You defend sometimes, not all the time. Hell, the worst moment for his agent today was when he came out and was like, well, Jonathan actually rebounds well when you give him a lot of minutes.
Exactly.
Holy crap, dude.
That was it.
That is really poorly stated, I thought. So I thought that was point Warriors. They don't hate the guy, but he's not a finished product. So you don't get to come out and get paid like a finished product.
Well, and if you do, you do pay a guy like a finished product, like Jalen Green, and then they trade him because, you know, you get to a point where you're the 2 seed, you lose in the first round, and you realize you probably want something different or something better, and so you move on from him. And that, I think, is why the Warriors are going to get this done with the team option, because, Steiny, you made a good point earlier about if it's a 2-year deal and it's 1 year with a player option, no team's going to want to acquire that, knowing that Kuminga could possibly bounce. But if you sign him to a 3-year deal for 75 and it's a team option, well, now as a team in February, if you want to trade for him, you know you've got him for 2.5 years guaranteed. And if he's as good as his agent thinks he is, $25 million in 3 years will be a bargain.
And Gu, I'll just say this real quick. I think Joe Lacob really likes him, but not as much as he hates the idea of losing him for nothing.
Okay, come on.
That's more important. And so how much do you really love him? Joe's not infatuated with him. They've spent all summer potentially looking at dealing him.
So when
gotten in the way of that.
When I throw this to you all, that the 2025 Warriors, without Jonathan Kuminga, nothing goes down or up in regard to how successful they can be with what they have outside of the big three. To me, it's imperative that you have in this season with their ages and what you want to do and kind of, you know, have them on a pitch minute count. Jonathan Kuminga is the perfect guy to pick up that slack more than what they, and I love the Pods and the Moody's of the world, but Kuminga's that guy. I just feel like Warrior fans are like, we'll be fine without him.
No, what about
in the regular season?
Or whatever you get for him. Or whatever you get for him. Which is why they're trying to maximize what they get for him.
They didn't want Malik Monk.
No, Malik Monk doesn't fit.
But Malik Monk would have been Jordan compared to what I feel like I'm hearing from Warrior fans.
Oh, I don't think that. No, Malik Monk is...
I like him.
Yeah, he's a good player, but he's not what the Warriors need right now. That's not what they need.
Or what they would be willing to take to replace part of that.
I would much rather have Grayson Allen than Malik Monk, believe it or not. And people will probably rip me for that. But, yeah, there's something about Monk they don't like either. Hey, it's time for What's Bugging You. Hey, September, ladies and gents, is when, I know you always laugh when I start this. September is when rodents begin moving in. And if you hear scratching, it's already too late. Your home is their top pick. But a quick inspection now can save you weeks of headaches. ATCO Pest Control stops them before they get settled, sealing entry points and removing active pests. Stop them before they settle in. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today and mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment, and you'll get 15% off initial services. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you do the legal?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Why is it plural, by the way?
What?
Studios. It's
because they got multiple.
Yeah. But I mean, we just actually were in the next studio over recording something that we're going to do later on our show.
And occasionally this Evan will jump in, Grandy and Ken yesterday. Oh, we did higher or lower. That's they were
studio.
In.
Okay. Yeah. Does Sarah and Vinny work out of the Laughing Monk Studios?
I don't know if they share the sponsorship. They may have their own side deal.
Fair.
So there you have it.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's Ricky Henderson?
I'll go.
All right.
Play-Doh. Play-Doh's bugging me.
Wow. They still make it, huh?
And they make it.
I'm about to find out.
Well, actually, my wife had a recipe, so she was making it, and then my daughter brought some home from preschool, and first of all, it's stupid. It's lame. All she ever wants is for me to make a snowman, and then she smashes it. The stuff goes everywhere. It's tactilely disgusting. I'm out on Play-Doh.
Can I make you a little suggestion?
Wow, please. Dibs.
Trade in the Play-Doh for Silly Putty.
Mm.
Silly Putty stays together better than Play-Doh.
Okay.
And of course, with Silly Putty, you can put it on newspaper, and when you peel it off, you can read it. Go to Silly Putty. I think it'll work better.
The other one is Kinetic Sand. That's the hot one now. And that stuff is expensive.
What about slime? Are they still doing that?
Probably, but...
Don't do that inside. No. Do not let her bring that inside the house.
My daughter's still at an age where eating the toys is still sometimes in play.
Oh,
so
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, slime's not going to work for
good.
Us. But
good.
Anyway, out on Play-Doh. There you have it.
I'm with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And see that coming.
No
wow.
one did, yeah.
Have I ever done this one before? You want to know what's bugging me?
We do.
The fantasy projections.
No.
And your stupid little percentages during the game. Oh, I'm at 42%. And then somebody scores a touchdown, and now I'm at 52%. And why do we live by it? Why? Why do we sit there and buy these stupid numbers that are trying to tell us what human beings are going to do against defenses this Sunday? Why are they there?
And they're off.
I want them to go away. You know what they're like to me? They're like preseason college football rankings. Don't tell me that Notre Dame's good just because they're Notre Dame. They might suck. You know what I mean? Don't give me a little number next to a team that's never played a game before. I don't want your projections and your analytics on my chances of winning the game. I just want to play my guys and play the game. That's it.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, what I hate is having a team with a bunch of red O's next to your players.
Those happen, too.
As a, it's official, Jaden Daniels is out.
Daniels is out, yes.
And,
that's amazing.
Kittle's on the IR, and, Evan Ingram's out, too. So
How many QBs are we missing this weekend?
Well, Daniels is out.
Daniels is out. Purdy might be.
Daniels, Burrow. Let's just say Purdy for
now. J.J. McCarthy is out.
That's four.
That sucks.
Justin Fields is out.
Five,
yeah. Right, Burrow. So yeah, it's five.
I think
Purdy's
crazy.
Out, it's five already.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you have it.
Yeah.
It's almost 20% of the league. Look,
I'll do mine. Sometimes I have far commutes and I got to get gas. And sometimes I'm running behind and I need to get gas fast. I go in there or swipe my credit card. People, I do not need to fill out a job application at the pump. It's asking you, I want a car wash? No, I don't want a car wash. Do you want to be part of the rewards program? No, I don't want it. I'm looking for Ian, my hand shaking from the caffeine. Just pump the gas. Steiny and Evan are waiting on me. Quit asking me all these miscellaneous questions and pump. Back in the 80s, it was just gas. Dude, I feel like five different. My hands all slipping and I got grease. Come on. I gotta get to the bay. So can we just dial it down and let me just get my gas that I paid for, not fill out a job app?
It's incredible.
That is a great
That's
one.
Incredible.
They'll get you that way at the grocery store too, where it's like, do you want to donate to this and that? Do you want this? Do you want that?
How about renting a car? They pull a book out. They print. They're still printing stuff. They print a whole book. I'm like, just decline all of it. Well, what about that? I said all of it. Decline all of it and give me a key.
That takes forever.
Good God.
Yeah.
All right. You're the big finish, dude.
I've done this one. Well, I've mentioned this before. I don't think it's ever been a part of what's bugging you. But it's an epidemic, and every once in a while it'll surface, and it is so infuriating. What's bugging me, left lane lingerers. The left lane is a passing lane. If you find yourself in the left lane and you're not passing anybody, move over. Why do people get so offended when they're in the left lane and somebody behind wants to drive 70 and like it's a personal affront against the person in the left that wants to drive 65? Just move over. Don't take it personally. Somebody's in more of a hurry than you. The left lane, the original left lane, was only a left lane for passing.
Yep.
So do me a favor. You find yourself in the left lane, count to five. And if you haven't passed anybody in 5 seconds, move to the right. This used to be like a law that used to be enforced at times. You can't just linger in the left. Mm. And now everybody does it without a consequence.
The worst is on the two-lane the two-lane highway.
Oh, my God.
When you're on that two-laner and somebody's lingering in the left, then it becomes anarchy because now people want to swing to the right. So now everyone's going to the right to try to get in front of this person. So
it's almost like you're in the left lane and you're saying, I want somebody to get on my bumper because I'm not going to move for
not
him.
Not today.
No, the hell does that prove?
You're spot on when you said don't take it personally.
Exactly.
No, but people do. It's kind of like, you know how nobody wants to think of themselves as judgmental? Like, I'm not judgmental.
And let me.
Yes, you are. Yeah, and everyone wants to believe that they're a left lane driver.
Oh,
I don't want to. I'm not the right lane driver. I would never be one of those people. You are one of those people. Move over.
And you know what doesn't work, Dibs? If you come up close behind them on the left, they're still not moving.
Yep.
So now you go into the right to pass, and when you're passing them, you give them a look, and you shake your head, and you mutter idiot to them, or effing this. They don't care.
Right.
They don't care. They don't even look over.
Yeah, be careful these days, though. Yeah.
Give me a brick.
That's a great one, man.
That's true. Be careful.
Yep.
I don't need to be mean mugging
anybody.
No,
you're right.
I'm
still unbeaten out on the streets.
But
be dibs. I don't like
all it takes is one.
No doubt.
You're right.
Just keep your head straight.
I mean,
just get to where you're going.
Yeah, still with a spotless record, although I go to the horn middle finger combo a lot less. I think this feels like the high. It's been 5 days since I've comingued. Yeah. I think I'm probably about 3 weeks since my last horn blare.
Hi, I'm proud of that.
And the other thing is,
totally.
And if you've ever driven in Europe, it's really a problem back here because they understand. If you're, for them it's different, but if they move to the left to get out of the way. But when you're driving in Europe and you're in that lane and somebody comes up behind you, you may go 5 seconds without seeing them. You know what I mean? And then they're up on you. And if you look and you see them, you get out of the way and they're not like mad. They realized it took you 3 or 4 seconds to see they wanted to pass, and you recognized, and you move over.
Have you driven in Europe?
Yes.
You renting cars in Europe?
Yes.
It's the flex right
it's
here.
My mind is not on your frustration. My mind's on your wallet.
Wow. It is incredible.
Just flying over
it's
there.
One time I was on the Autobahn. Yeah. In my
James Bond.
What kind of car was it, Steiny? Were you driving to
a Peugeot?
Just a beater.
Were you driving to St. Andrews, or what were you doing?
Driving from Germany down to Italy.
Oh.
I'm going to leave you on this one. He doesn't even know I'm bringing this up.
Why are you leaving already?
Kershaw announced he's retiring. Incredible career.
Yep.
But we know about some of the struggles. 2 rings in the postseason. Make an argument, and I think I'm about to do it, that I would take Mad Bum's career over his because of what Mad Bum did in the postseason against the Royals? You guys say what to that?
I think that is, you may need to be breathalyzed.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
I thought an agree was coming.
Here, now, I'll tell you this.
I've got you on this one. I did two decades of radio in that city.
And I can tell you, it was prior to COVID, for sure. However, I will tell you that city, when Mad Bum was doing his thing,
yes,
often had the conversation in a jealous way comparing Kershaw to Bumgarner. I'm telling you, this was a conversation piece down there often. Now, yes, Kershaw has won two
the regular season,
one and a half rings since then. But he never had a moment where he took over a playoff game or series. He never really did. And so,
Madison, that may never be touched.
One guy's a Hall of Famer. The other guy can't even sniff it.
Yeah, well, he can sniff really well because he's a snot rocket. But, I'm telling you, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm saying I think that's a fair concept to bring up.
And what's
absolutely
so crazy about it is, Dibs just said it, one's going to Hall of Fame, maybe the other's not. But we can say he was the best postseason pitcher by far, Mad Bum.
Better than Kershaw, yeah. That's in the postseason.
But overall, there's no conversation for what I'm bringing up. The career. It's like, wow, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's close, but that's just me.
But I mean, like, what would you rather be? Would you rather be a Hall of Famer or a World Series hero? What would you rather be? I think that's a fun question. Yeah,
I kind of would want to be both.
Yeah, but I think you could get a lot of answers on both sides there.
Yeah, wow.
A Hall of Famer or a World Series hero, right?
I would rather be Kershaw, but Bumgarner can walk out in the street and say, I had one of the most dominant, if not the most dominant, pitching performance when the chips were down.
That's incredible.
Anybody in a World Series.
We got an official designation on Brock Purdy for Sunday.
Doubtful.
No, that actually doesn't exist anymore.
No more doubtful.
Don't give it to me, Will.
Questionable.
He also said it's highly
95.7.
He also said
it's highly unlikely that he'll start.
Oh. So why would you?
Maybe he'll be QB2.
Or maybe QB3.
Yep.
Or maybe he'll be moral support. There it is. All right, now you can
be listening.
All right, bye, Snidey.
See you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.